Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
A very good evening to you. My name is Pimelo Modine. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Point of View, and it's a Wednesday edition of Point of View. So, guess what? Ntabiseng Dubazana is going to be with us. Love, love, love that, because she really, really does enlighten us. So, that's happening just after 9 o'clock. But let's start here. You may be following the story, it's a couple of days now. The Minister of Communications decided to announce that he is going to be withdrawing the SABC bill, wrote to the Speaker of Parliament, and of course was met with all kinds of reactions from the ANC, started with the Deputy Minister, in fact, who said, well, I had no idea this is what's happening. I'm going to be speaking to the Director of Media Monitoring Africa, William Byrd, and they, I must say, from the onset, that they had been anyway calling for the withdrawal of the bill. But I want to just take you to the audio of what the minister, when he was still speaking. So we did reach out to him, and he said, no, he's no longer speaking to the media. He's now seeking legal counsel, just to get a sense of how to respond to the backlash from other parliamentarians, other deputy ministers, and obviously the presidency. You heard today that Minister Ntshavheni also had a reaction to the withdrawal of the bill. So let me just take you to that audio so that we can have a proper conversation.
The SABC bill is not a bill of, is not an, is not a private member's bill. It's not Minister Malatsi's bill. It's a bill of cabinet and the executive. So in terms of the law, he cannot withdraw it without coming to cabinet to agree for his withdrawal. That bill was submitted to cabinet after it was approved by cabinet. It was submitted to parliament after it was approved to cabinet. The cabinet secretariat and the leader of government's business will deal with that matter in the next cabinet meeting, because there's no minister, even myself, I can't withdraw any bill without, which has been approved by cabinet, unless I've tabled a bill. Remember, they are private members' bill. Unless it's Kumbuzo Ntshavheni, I've tabled a bill. Whatever the limitations the minister may find in the bill, he must come and convince cabinet to say there are these limitations in the bill, and for this reason, this is the amendments I want to make in the bill, and therefore I'm requesting cabinet to concur with me to withdraw that bill. So it was not discussed in cabinet, and it's not his bill. It's what we call an executive bill. So we are very clear on in terms, and the rules and the laws are very clear on how that gets treated, and we are going to address it as such.
Right now, we need a credible funding model for the SABC. The bill as it is does not answer, in my view, the question around, you know, a sustainable funding model that will empower the SABC to be on the path of that financial sustainability and suitability that we need. And in addition to that, if you look at the written submissions that were provided to, you know, to the bill, there's a lot of criticism in terms of, you know, the key components of the bill around the risks of editorial independence, you know, around the risk of, you know, the appointments of the board. And those things I feel that are very important to refine the bill. But most importantly, we need to dedicate our energy towards that key funding model. And it is for those reasons that in exercising my duties as the minister, I've then withdrawn the bill.
All right. So let's bring in Media Monitoring Africa, William Byrd, director there, just to give us his take on the two utterances. So you were hearing two people. You heard, first of all, Minister Ntshavheni, who reacted today during that press briefing. And then there was also Minister Soli Malatsi, who also explained briefly his motivation behind the withdrawal of the bill. William Byrd, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me on the program.
Your take, as Media Monitoring Africa alluded to earlier on, that you were always against this particular bill and you had always wanted it to be withdrawn. Your reaction to what's panned out in the past couple of days?
I mean, we welcomed us and SOS, and in fact, there were 37 other organisations that signed on calling for the withdrawal of the bill. So we welcomed the decision. It seemed to be that sense and rationality was prevailing. Unfortunately, we've seen a backlash that can only be driven by politics and whatever other infighting and other motives, because to be clear, there is no public interest at all in saying that that bill should not be withdrawn, and there's no interest, and it does not serve the interests of the SABC for that bill to go ahead. It serves the interests of the SABC for that bill to be withdrawn. So these kinds of fights about it, suggesting that it offered a model, it did not. It did no such thing. The only thing that it offered that was that resonated with the SABC's financial issues was to say that it gave the minister or the department 3 years to come up with a funding model. Now, you don't need a bill to tell the department to do its job, although perhaps you do, because they've had nearly two decades to look at an alternative funding model. If you go back, you'll see that it's been government policy for decades to be saying there needs to be a different model for the SABC. Mm-hmm. The ANC's own conference policies were talking about finding a better funding model for the SABC, and yet the department has fallen short on all of these issues. So now we're in a place where, for some reason, they're choosing to fight over a bill, and the only reasonable explanation as to why is either politics or it's about people that are wanting to genuinely collapse the SABC.
Should he have withdrawn it in a different way? Did he go about it the wrong way?
So if you, and again, you know, this is where respectfully Minister Ntshavheni is wrong. She says he didn't follow the law. He did. Maybe he didn't follow cabinet practice and, you know, convenient or convivial collegial practice. But to be clear, the law is in fact against it. It is up to the minister to withdraw a bill. It says so in Rule 377 of the Rules of Parliament, that it's the minister that withdraws it. So this nonsense about cabinet needing to and him needing to go to cabinet to get approval, there's no such thing in the rules. It simply isn't the case. So again, what this is doing though is distracting us from actually saying, folks, the SABC is facing a major financial crisis. We, as a broadcast sector, have not had a new policy for 25 years. Think about that. We've not had a new policy for 25 years. The SABC is being expected to operate in that environment when digital was but a twinkle in the eye of all of these events. And it's being expected to operate. Of course, it's not going to be sustainable. And yet, instead of focusing on that and saying, what urgent steps can we take? We've got them arguing about, can the minister do this? Yes, he can. No, he can't. It's a complete red herring. Issue is SABC's financial crisis. What steps can be taken immediately? Why has the department not launched research into a funding model 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, yesterday? Why has the department spent 13 years on drafting a new policy? How can it take 13 years to draft a new policy? We still don't have a new one. These are the issues that we need to be discussing, actually. And these are the ones where government needs to be held accountable. This nonsense, the minister, blah, blah, it's a red herring.
Apparently, the portfolio committee had already started the process of appointing someone to look at the funding model. Do you know that, you know, for sure if that actually was happening, or was it still an idea?
Well, it's nice that they were doing that, but they should have come out and said, these are, you know, we are carrying out research. But there's nothing in the bill that would either encourage that or prohibit them from doing that. If they had said, we are going to, you know, commission external research, I'm not sure if it was necessarily their place, but certainly the department should have been the ones to say, we are doing research into funding models. Because in fairness to the SABC, they're not the only ones in this position.
Absolutely.
You know, public broadcasters globally are facing similar challenges. Our entire broadcast sector in South Africa are effectively fighting with one and a half hands tied behind their back because they're operating in a policy environment that's over two decades old. How do we possibly expect our broadcasters to be financially sustainable when they have to operate in a model system that was designed when digital basically didn't exist?
I mean, what can be done in the short term? Because, you know, the concern obviously is that the withdrawal, whether it will sustain, I'm not sure, means in a way that they would have to start over. Is it a complete overhaul? Is that the best way to go about it?
What we need urgently, short term, is they need to reignite the white paper policy process. That one that's taken 13 years, we need a new policy. We need a new framework. policy always precedes the law, right? Because mm-hmm. that's the policy that says this is what the law is going to be framed by. Mm. So that law was already putting the cart before the horse. So what they need to do urgently is get that going. They need to urgently launch research into funding models. And then if I was Parliament, I'd be saying, okay, the bill doesn't matter. What we need to do is have public hearings with the SABC, with everyone, to say, what steps can we take in the short term? So being 3, 6, and 12 months, that's going to help the SABC, because we know that the previous board of the SABC, as well as the current one, I understand, have submitted proposals to various ministers saying, please, we need this in order to, if we did these things, it would help alleviate our financial position. The previous board, they submitted a call. They said, please don't switch off the analog signal. What did government do? They went and switched it off. What happened? SABC lost 40% of their audience. You know, that's the kind of crisis of decision making that we've come to kind of expect. So with a new government now, what we have to hope, and with a diverse, more diverse political party representation in Parliament, we really have to hope that they say, okay, folks, let's look at what urgent steps we can take, and then we look at the medium term, and then once we've got that policy, then you can say, okay, now we've got a policy, now let's draft a brand new SABC bill that is in line with digital policy, that is in line. Because again, if you read that SABC bill that they're moaning about having been withdrawn, it had, I think, precisely 3 mentions of digital. Now, you can't expect an entity that has to operate in a new digital environment to have basically hardly any reference to digital in the bill, aside from the fact that it was patently unconstitutional. It's just a disaster. If Parliament pursues this mechanism and if Cabinet decides that they're not going to allow the bill to be withdrawn and they push ahead with the bill, that's fine. It'll set the SABC back another 3 years. And we will take it and challenge it in court immediately.
Sure. I really appreciate you giving us your time, Director of Media Monitoring Africa, William Bird. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.